want it. Oh, wait.
I have to have it up here. We have microphones now. I mean, it's
super nice.
I know. Last time Nathan came, because he was either the second or third guest on the show, we basically recorded based just solely on the task cam.
Yeah.
Nothing else. And we used your hat to block the wind.
That's right, we did, huh? I remember knocking it over at the end, too. And stuff.
That was hilarious. That was my favorite part. And that's basically what started the ending, because my first, I think, first episode, I, like, gave an outro and everything. Mm-hmm. But when we knocked over the hat, I'm like, that's how I want this show to end, just abruptly.
Just,
it's been great.
Where did we do that? Was that one house?
Yeah, because we were going to go to the farmhouse one.
Mm-hmm.
And then we noticed it was just toast.
Yeah, yeah. We're like, wait a second.
We can't eat this. No, I'm not saying it's bad. I never tried it.
Yeah, it's probably good. But
it's probably really good.
Also,
but
just,
like,
just bread. So.
$8 for toast. Avocado toast. But yeah. Most of the money's going into the avocado.
Yep, exactly.
But now, after almost a year and a half later, almost 2 years, I have microphones, I have C-stands, I have XLR cables. Came a long way.
Hell yeah. Professional. I like it.
And if you're wondering why there might be just short moments of stoppage, I'm also watching the Michigan and Iowa game.
A lot of yelling.
Shoot. But so how's life been since the last time you've been on?
It has been pretty good. Has it been 2 years? Or a year? It's been a while.
Probably 2 years, because we recorded in 2019. I never released the episode until 2020.
That's crazy.
Yeah, so it's been over 2 years.
Yeah. So life's been good in the last 2 years. It's solid. Moved out of my parents' house. Bought a place over in Vallejo. Moved in with my girlfriend, my brother. Got a whole bunch of animals now. Looking for a new job. So it's actually been pretty solid. So
I have
great. No complaints. What about you?
I mean, the last 2 years, I mean, people who have been listening to the show know, like, what's been up. But as of lately, as of new, and kind of, because this is the season finale for season two, just where we're going from here is, I was supposed to do a job, but then it didn't work out. So I was ready to do a huge move and everything. But, I mean, now I'm, like, in a limbo where the Giants are done. I could wait for that again. But it's, like, we got to find something more permanent, more full-time, more benefits, because we're that age now where we gotta worry about that stuff.
Start adulting now, man.
Yeah, basically. And it's crazy. Just like, it's December, it's holidays, but it doesn't really feel like that yet, because it's that worrying feeling as soon as the new year ticks over. It's like go time.
Yeah, for real, for real, man. It's I lost my train of thought.
That's okay. At the beginning of the year, my plan was, like, the first thought that came to mind, because we were still in lockdown, basically, kind of,
mm-hmm.
was do the shows, do some in person, do some online, depending on people's comfortableness, vaccines, and all that.
Yeah.
But my plan, first thought, was to do the season finale with you and have us play guitars once, like, I learned and everything.
Yeah.
What down the wayside?
Dude, it's so hard to stick with that stuff, man, for real.
I know. It's sitting in my closet, and I always look at it, I'm like, I'll work on you tomorrow.
Tomorrow. It's always what goes through your head. Tomorrow, I got you. Shoot, man. Yeah, it's hard to stick with it, for sure. I've picked it up, like, once or twice in the last month, probably. Like, super hard to stay consistent with it, but it's fun when you do pick it up, you know?
Oh, yeah, no, and I'm going to do it again, like, tomorrow.
Yeah, exactly.
No, but it's because, like you said, because when you first told me at the beginning of it, it's got such a steep learning curve.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, once I even got down the basic stuff, it was like, once you get it, it's there, which
yeah.
is great.
Exactly. Exactly. It's just keeping up on it and keeping your skills up, but you never lose the basics once you get it down.
Oh, yeah. No, absolutely. And that's, like, what I'm hoping to do for the new year, and just for in general, is just to get back on things again, because this 2021 has been I had it. I lost it,
yeah.
But it's still there.
Yeah, exactly, man. That was another thing, too. I forgot we did this all before COVID.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that was crazy.
Yeah, because I was thinking about it, like, how did we record outside and at a restaurant? But it's like, no, we were totally free to go anywhere. We were
weird thinking about it now.
Yeah, like, we were walking around.
I barely even remember.
Maskless, yeah. Ordering food.
Dude.
Coughing willy-nilly.
Yeah, for real. Any little scratch in your throat, you didn't panic.
I know. I went to the, like, anytime I go to the store and I have a cough, I hold it. And yeah. It hurts so bad until I'm in my car and just, like, letting it go. Even if it's just because, like, I swallowed the wrong way or anything. Yeah. It's like, I can't cough.
Do you ever do that in, like, school or anything? You're, like, sitting down taking a test. Class is dead quiet and you got to cough super bad. But you don't want to. You're holding in. You're sitting there, like, dying.
Yes. No, like, I hate it when, like, someone's giving a presentation and I have to. And I'm like, God, if this is the point, strike me down. Yeah. I don't want to cough.
I will die on this hill.
Absolutely. Oh, my God. That brings me back.
Shoot. Man.
And, like, that reminds me. One time, it was, like, Mr. Greenwood's class, and I was holding a cough so long. I'm like, can I go to the restroom? And I just go. I'm coughing all the way down, getting my water, just chugging it down. I'm like, okay, let's do this.
I forgot about Mr. Greenwood.
Yeah. How many years? 14.
It's been a while, man. Like, seven?
Seven years. 7 years since high school.
That's insane. That is crazy.
Yeah.
Do you know what you're going to... Are you going to... Do you know what you're going to do? Looking for, like, work now, or you have any plans or anything?
I've come to the point in my life where, because I studied film and that's something you can just do on your own, is I just want to find a job that pays well enough that I could live a little, that gives me the benefits, and then on the side, just do my own stuff still, because that brings me joy.
Exactly. That's kind of how I look about it, or, like, think about it, too. It's like, you don't necessarily have to have your main job be doing what you want, but for it to pay enough for you to actually do stuff that you enjoy on your time off, and... You know?
Yeah, no, and it's like, and I love how people have this mindset now after the pandemic, is that no one wants to go back to the 9-to-5 and struggle away and then relax all weekend. And, like, nothing's totally wrong with 9-to-5, but when companies start overworking people like they've done before, then that gets a problem. Because that's how I was with my dealership job. I wasn't working 9-to-5. I was part-time. Still, it felt like weighing me down, where, like, I couldn't do any extra stuff. And then I started working at the Giants, too, so it was just 7 days a week of work.
Yeah, that's brutal, man. Takes it out of you big time.
Absolutely. And that was, like, one of the big things with the pandemic that was, like, kind to me in a way where, like, it gave me the free time.
Yeah.
And now I'm at the point where I'm like, I have the free time still, but I have to get rid of it now. Not get rid of it, I have to
cut it down a little bit.
I have to cut it down. So it hurts.
Yeah, for real, man.
How long do you work, like, hours per week?
Usually, it depends, because I work in a service job, but usually it's about 40 hours a week, give or take, you know, 5 or 10, but usually pretty consistently about 40 right now. Yeah, I'm trying to get a job right now for a city water department, so it might be more hours over there. If I get it, we'll see, but... Yeah. You're always, like, on call and getting called in for emergencies and stuff, so we'll see. I've worked long hours, though, before, so it is what it is.
Yeah.
Not the end of the world.
Yeah, and I hope that, like, it leads to those, like, benefits and stuff, and, like, where you can work your way up to where you could take more time off.
Yeah,
and
exactly.
Focus on your own things.
Exactly. Yeah, I've been doing a ton of, like, interviews and stuff lately. I've been having to call in sick, like, I hate calling in sick to jobs, so I had, like, a decent amount of sick hours, but, like, just ran out, so I'm starting to get to the point where I'm like, shoot, I need to find something.
Now, those interviews online, are they in person?
The ones that I've been applying for, they're mostly, like, city jobs and, like, utility companies, so they're written tests, in-person tests, and, like, physical abilities tests, so it's, like, a combination of all of them.
And so much for, like, doing what exactly?
So the one I just applied for was EB Mud, so East Bay Municipal Utility District. It would just be fixing and reading water meters.
Okay.
Nothing crazy, but
in person, nevertheless.
like the hiring process is insane. It's kind of a boring job, but it pays well. But
yeah, and like that's what we have to look for, is the boring jobs that pay well.
Yeah, exactly. But yeah.
Yeah, I like when I went to school, I never understood the people who like went into like business and all that, and they're thinking like, yeah, we just want that 9 to 5. I'm like, why?
Yeah, exactly.
But it's like, oh, that makes sense.
Yeah, for sure.
So I know some people are like, yeah, I want to be the owner. I'm like, why be the owner? I just want to be that middle of the road dude.
Yeah, exactly.
Who has a family.
Tell me what to do, I'll do it, and we're good.
Yeah. Shoot, man.
What have you been doing lately besides like doing the podcast or whatever? Just watching movies, chilling.
I wish I could say I was watching movies, but I'm lazy when it comes to like, when people tell me, oh, you need to watch this, I'm like, I'll put it on my list. Yeah. And the list is forever long and yeah, I'll never get to it. Unless it's something I want to see, I'll see it. But once someone tells me, oh, you need to see it, then I'm like, it's going on the list.
Yeah, yeah. The list of darkness.
It's just the death note of movies and TV shows. But no, I just finished watching the show You. Mm-hmm. Have you watched it?
I haven't watched that. Had a ton of people tell me to watch it though.
Yeah, same. And I finally like gave in and I watched it, and God, I hate everyone
really
in that show. Shoot. The writers do such an excellent job where you're like, you're rooting for them, but like you shouldn't be. And like, it after season two, because there's 3 seasons on Netflix right now, I was like, no one deserves happiness.
Shoot, man. I've been watching I just started Peaky Blinders. Have you seen that?
I've been wanting to watch that. That's also, so there's a list of what people tell me, and there's a list of what I want to watch.
Yeah, that's on the good list.
It's on the good list.
Not the naughty list. Yeah, it's, I didn't think I was going to like it. It's, to me, it sounded boring, but my girlfriend forced me to start watching it. Fucking watch it. Super good. It's,
yeah, I've seen clips awesome and stuff. It looks amazing. I love the cast.
Mm-hmm.
I forgot the main dude's name, but
I forget his name too, but I know he's in 28 Days Later.
He's also, I think he was Scarecrow in the Nolan Batman films.
Okay.
But like, he's such an excellent actor. I watched a Variety video on him where he explains all his roles. And dude has a range I never knew. So when he was explaining about his time on Peaky Blinders, I'm like, I have to watch this show.
Yeah, I think you'll like it. You should check it out for sure.
Yeah, right now I just started watching this fun little animation show. Poorly Drawn Lines, I think.
Mm-hmm.
I just watched it today. It's based off a Instagram comic that I love,
mm-hmm,
and I post about. And then once I realized they're making a show, I'm like, I am in. And it's only like, it's 10 minutes an episode, and it's just crazy, stupid fun.
That's tight. It's on a YouTube.
It's on
show? Hulu show. Okay, sweet.
Yeah, FX makes it, so I'm guessing you could find it on FX channel or Hulu.
Okay, sweet.
Yes.
Called Poorly Drawn Lines.
Yeah, I'm gonna double check that right now. Yeah, so
should send it to me.
Yeah, future me, just cut this part out while I look. Oop, I didn't spell poor correctly. Missed an O. Oh, wait. I almost sent it to your old account.
Okay.
Your new one?
Wait, my new... Oh, Instagram, yes.
Okay,
yes.
Just making sure.
Yeah, that was a whole pain, dude. Getting all that set up.
So it just completely locked you out?
Yeah, so the screen stopped working, but the phone still worked. Everything I had was set up for like 2-step verification. So I would try to do it on this new phone, and I could hear my broken phone buzzing and getting the alerts for the codes and stuff.
Mm.
But I couldn't like see anything. So super frustrated, but
yeah,
what you gonna do?
Exactly. But yeah, no, so that's, I watched the first episode. It was just a fun little, always got to hit the mic, don't you? But yeah, and then Spider-Man's coming up. Excited for that. But yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, no. So, and it's funny because I'm in like a weekly writer's room, and like we always, like after the room's over, like some of us stay after, we talk about what we're watching and stuff. And everyone's talking about, well, have you seen this? Have you seen that? I'm just nodding my head quietly, like, yeah, I know what you're talking about.
Yeah. Shoot. You have any favorite things you've seen lately? Like favorite movie, I guess.
Favorite movie? I would have to say Shang-Chi, like lately, because yeah, I haven't really watched much.
Yeah.
I'm trying to get back into reading. Do you read much?
I haven't read in so long.
Same.
To be honest, no, same. I haven't read in a long
while. I've bought in comic books. I bought in books.
Yeah.
Novels. But they've all been just sitting in my room menacingly. Like, yeah. You bought me for no reason.
Read me.
So I finally bought a new book, and like, it's only 165 pages. And I'm like, it should be an easy read. Yeah. Just do it. And about a week later, I'm on chapter 3.
Hey, better than nothing. I mean.
Oh, yeah. No, I'm like, force myself to at least read one page a day and try to get it going. I'm really enjoying it because I don't know how people do it. Like, you know, like those people who have a 700 page book and they read it in a weekend and they're like, oh, this was amazing. I'm like, that will take me 2 decades.
Yeah, for real, man. For real.
Because I don't know how, like, they're just scanning it.
Mm-hmm.
And then for me, it's like I have to read something so slowly to get it and then picture it and all that. I can't. When I read a screenplay, that stuff comes naturally. It's just everything's flowing. But when it comes to a novel, it's like so-and-so is doing this and thinking this. And I'm like, I'm imagining it. Nah, I can't do it.
I got a bad habit of reading. I'll read like 2 pages. I'll completely forget what I just read. I'm like, damn. I got to go back and reread it. I'm like, dude.
Even something that I'm into. Like, I tried reading Darth Plagueis, which is a Star Wars book.
Mm-hmm.
I read 9 chapters into that during the summer. But I remembered only bits and pieces of it. Where it's like, and like, it, when the book like tries to reference back, I'm like, what?
Yeah.
Just flipping through the pages. So, and like with the new book I'm reading, what is it called? I think A Mysterious Affair, no. Murderous Affairs at Styles, I think. Something like that. But it's Inspector Perot's first case. It's from Agatha Christie. Great author I know of, like, for... I think she was in like the 1920s, wrote a bunch of mystery novels focused on a detective and his friend. But this was the first book, and like I said, it only has 165 pages, and it's an easy read. And I get started with it, and it reads like the character is telling it in a court trial, basically. Oh. So he's just remembering the events and just putting the facts and stuff. And like, every now and again, he'll get a little bit personal.
Mm-hmm.
But it's really cool because it throws you a bunch of characters really fast, but he takes the time to... but she writes down and takes the time to like explain who this is, who they're connected with, and all that stuff. And I love that because it's like more reading like a case file.
Yeah, that's kind of cool, actually.
Than anything else.
Changes it up from the typical just first-person story or whatever.
Because it's still, it still is a first-person story, but it's just more, here's what's happening. Kind of like a script where like it gives you like, okay, interior, exterior, place, person, place, and thing. Even though books do that, they do take a lot, not a lot of time, but like they do go into a lot more detail, which is great, but I can't handle. I just want, give me the facts. Come on, let's go. Let's go.
You got the perfect book for it then. That's sweet.
Yeah, so it's really great when I'm like imagining, and like what I do is I sit in my gaming chair and lean back and just kind of imagining the picture and just kind of like, okay, so this person was in the house over here and then they did this. I'm like, okay, that's interesting.
That's tight.
Yeah, and then my mom read it and she's like, you'll never guess who the murderer is. And then that also gave me a little, like, tick. I'm like, well, that's a challenge. I'm going to guess right.
Shoot. Did you guess it, or you haven't got there
I'm
yet?
I'm on chapter 3.
Oh, that's right. That's right.
The person just died.
Shoot, man. Have you ever been down to the comic book store in town?
Yeah, I was there yesterday during the Christmas tree light, and I love buying comics there. I love buying the soda pop they have there.
Mm.
But yesterday, I was looking at the comic books I would buy. I'm like, no, I'm going to finish the book first.
Yeah. I haven't been there in a long time. I remember going in there. It's like a pretty cool little store.
Oh, it's
like,
amazing.
Yeah. I've only been in there one time, but it seems pretty cool.
Yeah. Great. My heater went on and I could hear it in the...
Hear the ambience.
I could hear the ambience. It's okay.
Yeah.
My 5 listeners won't complain.
Yeah. Did you, I forget, did you put this on, was it on YouTube?
So, it's not on YouTube, it's on Audioboom, Spotify, Apple, Podcast, okay. Amazon Music, but when the show first came out, I made little tiny 5-minute segments, and put those on YouTube, but I stopped after, like, episode 5, because I started doing other stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I want to get back into that, but it's, like, listening to an hour and a half and just picking my favorite moments, but everything's my favorite moment.
Yeah. So I forgot. I think I did play it on Spotify. I couldn't remember, but it's pretty cool. Is it easy to get stuff up on there?
Yeah, so I host it on Audioboom, and Audioboom is really cool because you get to click where you want to put it out.
Okay, that like sends it out, so you do it to Audioboom, and you can pick where you want it to get put up on. Okay,
that's great. Yeah, so I only have it right now on like Spotify, Amazon Music, and then it's on Google automatically. Automatically just goes to Google.
Okay.
And then Apple Music. Sweet. And then some places would be like, hey, thanks for joining a podcast thing. I'm like, what? When did my show get on yours thing? That's okay, I guess. I mean, if someone requested it, then by all means.
More exposure, whatever. Heck yeah.
Yeah. So it's cool because like when I first started out, I would check the analytics every day and be like, who's listening from where? Because like I would get people. And I don't know if they listened to the full show, but they had to have clicked on it.
Mm-hmm.
People from like I got someone from Ireland to click on it, or like someone from India. Again, I don't know.
Sweet,
if they, I don't know if they listened, but the fact that they click it like made me feel great.
That's awesome, dude. International podcast, baby. Heck yeah.
Yeah.
That's awesome. Shoot.
Yeah. So it's kind of crazy because the first season was stuff like this. We're just talking just basically hanging out.
Mm-hmm.
Second season, I did it where if I brought people back, we would do something. I was hoping to do the guitar thing. But like the way the year is gone, I think I needed to get back to just, let's just hang out.
Yeah. Just see what's up. Heck yeah.
Yeah. And then just, and like kind of doing the same thing with like last year's season finale, just like think about what's next. Mm-hmm. Type of thing.
Yeah, for sure. You plan on doing another season?
Yeah. No, I've always told people like, hey, season 3, I want to bring you back on type of thing. And, like, I have ideas of what to do with it.
Mm-hmm.
But I think I'm going to make season 3 a short season and just do it all at the beginning of the year.
Yeah, just bang it out and good to go.
Basically. And, like, just see people's schedules. Because, like I mentioned to you off air, it's like, I'll message someone and they'll be like, yeah. And then that's it.
Yeah. Yeah. It's hard, like, keeping your being able, what am I trying to say? It's hard to, like, stick to plans nowadays. I don't know.
Yeah, and everyone's living a life, basically. And, like, there's me popping out of the blue, like, hey, remember me from, like, elementary school? Hey, I have a podcast. It's not sketchy. Yeah.
I promise. It's safe. It's safe. Yeah, no, it's tricky to, like, stay in touch and all this stuff, man.
Yeah. Yeah, and, like, that's one of the things where, like, I was at my aunt's house and just like having dinner with my aunt, my uncle, and like my cousin. And they're like, oh, like how your friend's doing? Like, that's, oh, and like usually, like before I started this podcast, it was like a core of like 3 to 5 people I was talking about. But like this time, I was talking about like so many different people because thanks to the show, I was able to reach out to people and like get in touch. And and that's one of the like things I love about doing this. And especially when I reached out to you. Ever since then, we talk so regularly now, and like I love that so much.
Yeah, exactly. You got benefits of, besides just doing the show. You're talking to people. It's been a while, you know. It's cool.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and like even though this is literally only the second episode you've been on, we talk like especially during baseball season. It's every week.
Yeah, for real. Did your uncle win?
No, he lost.
Oh, shoot!
It was a great benefit, but there. Let me keep this off here because I don't know if the world's ready for my thing. But so what's besides the job, what's next for you? Like, what's your next year's plan, or at least Christmas? What do you got going on?
Christmas, gonna be a few Christmas parties. Gonna do my dad's side, my mom's side, and then we're gonna do my girlfriend's family. So it's gonna be 3 of those. Nothing too crazy planned, really. Christmas parties, that's it.
Yeah, those are always great.
Yeah. For next year, any plans? I don't really have any specific plans. Just hopefully find a new job. Take it day by day. Maybe try to take some trips. I don't know.
Yeah.
Probably go camping. Maybe go down to Tahoe or something. That'd be fun. Try to get a girlfriend's son out. Trips, bring them out to the skate park, stuff like that. So stay busy doing little things like that.
Yeah.
You got any big plans?
Besides like the creative projects, I have a trip to Boston coming up, the one that screwed me over, but I'm gonna enjoy it.
Yeah, might as well see some stuff.
Yeah, no, I'm excited for that one because I'm going with my friend Gian, who does he's my co-host for my video game show. So it's great. We're gonna go to Boston. It's in February, so it's gonna be a lot of snow.
Yeah,
but I haven't seen snow in over a couple of years.
Been a while. It's fun.
Oh yeah, no, nice. I'm excited. And then,
have you ever been to Boston?
No, this is my first time. Have you?
I have not been there.
No. Okay. I was just
wondering. Oh, sweet, it's sweet.
Yeah, so that's like the only like big thing I have. For the rest of the year, it's like you find that job,
yeah,
and then go from there.
Yeah,
it's so crazy where we're at.
For real, man. It's weird too. Like, I didn't really do that much stuff even before COVID, but now it's like, it's even weird. Like wanting to go to like a concert or something. Like, mm-hmm. I backed out of a few concerts. I was like, heck yeah, I want to go. And then it starts coming up. I'm like, I probably shouldn't. Like, got my booster and everything. And
nice.
COVID it's making it weird, but it is what it is. I'm not trying to get people sick, so.
Yeah. It was even weird. I went to the tree line yesterday, and like, I would say about 60% of people had masks, but 40% didn't. And it's like, I trust you, but I also don't trust you.
Yeah, exactly. I want to trust you.
And like, nothing, like, you do what you do, people. Like, just stay safe.
Yeah.
But like, it's always like, because you just don't know.
Yeah, that's the rough part about it, is like, if you do get a little bit sick, I guess you can go get like a quick test now and find out, but still that little panic sets in. You're like, uh-oh.
Yeah, I'm like, I know, like, everyone still like gets the cold and stuff. Yeah. So, like, I got a cold a couple weeks ago. And it's just one of those things, like,
yeah,
what is this?
Yeah. Please be a cold.
And then, like, you start thinking, like, where was I? Who did I interact with? What did I touch? Yeah. Darn it, I should have been better.
For real, man. Dude, I got my booster a couple weeks ago. And I was, like, I felt great the first day. Second day, I was like, I don't think I'm going to get sick. I feel amazing. I have a little bit of a headache. I'm super good, whatever. Like, I won't get sick. There's no way. Third day hits, I'm done.
I haven't gotten my booster yet, but like, it's one of those things, like, when I got the vaccine, and it was just the second one, it's like the first night, I'm like, totally cool. Yeah. Wake up the next morning, I'm like, dang it.
Yeah. This is what I get for being cocky the first 2 days.
Exactly. And like, my dad, he just got the booster yesterday, and he's like perfectly fine today. He's totally chill. He's doing stuff in the background. I'm like, how? Why don't I have that?
Hopefully he stays like that too. I mean,
yeah, everyone's different, which is cool, but again, weird.
Yeah, for sure.
Iowa. No, wait, that's Michigan. People. Where are you going?
You got
that's
it.
A lot of people.
You got it.
Oh! No, he threw a pick. Oh, wait, no, it was just a Hail Mary to end the half. Oh. Nothing to lose there. They were up. Okay, okay. Because for a second, I'm like, man, what are you doing? I think that's what I want to do next year is a sports show or podcast or whatever. Because, like, I always talk about it in all my other stuff. But I'm like, I don't have one. And I'm not as good as, like, the sports reporter or the people who are sports reporters.
Yeah.
Air quotes. But, like, because, like, they go so in-depth, and I just want to be that thin layer of the top of the iceberg and just talk for the fun of it.
Do it. Heck yeah, man. Yeah, that'd be fun. Do you have is it just that dog, or do you have any other cats or anything?
Just Finn. Yeah, before growing up, I had two dogs. I had a husky and then a German mixed with a little bit of husky mixed with other stuff. And like, I grew up with dogs, and then junior high school, I lost the German mix in middle school, and that sucked. But like, as a kid, it's like you just keep going.
Yeah.
But with the husky, because like, they got him when I turned one, that one hurt the most because like, all I knew was him.
Yeah, that's just hard. That stuff's hard, man.
Yeah. So we got Finn 5 years ago, so it was about 3 years without like pets, and that was, it's such a weird feeling to be without a pet.
Yeah, that, I've never been without a pet, but I would imagine that I'd feel empty, to be honest.
Yeah, and it's like for those 3 years, we would always find, because huskies shed for no
yeah
without any No, they just keep shedding. That's it. It's just, you can't stop it. So those 3 years, it would be funny. We'd be like cleaning out the garage, and we'd just find some hair. Yeah. Like, dang it, we missed a spot.
Dude, Huskies crack me up, man. They are some crazy dogs.
We when we went on our quick trip to LA for Thanksgiving, we dropped Finn off at like a daycare for the weekend. Mm-hmm. It was funny because we walk into the door and they have a little glass to see all the dogs playing, mm-hmm. and all the dogs are passed out asleep. But there's this one, like, we didn't see it. There's this one husky that just jumps on the glass like, hey, what's up?
Typical husky. Yeah, we've been getting my girlfriend's dog down to the dog park over in Vallejo. And he's funny. He's, like, super big. He's super calm, but he doesn't like playing with other dogs. He'll just kind of walk around and do his own thing. But he cracks me up because every time he like marks his territory or whatever, he'll start kicking the grass behind him. And he does it, like, super hard, and for, like, a good 5-10 seconds, he'll just be kicking, 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 kicking. This dog walks up behind him, he kicks him right in the jaw. Oh, man. Dog's a heathen.
That's the big white...
Yeah, Archie.
Archie, Archie's amazing.
Yeah, he's a sweetheart. He, I shouldn't be lying. He killed a bunny the other day.
Oh.
I was like, I felt super mean because I told my girlfriend, I was like, I bet you he's going to kill that bunny.
Oh, so you knew the bunny was around?
So it was her pet bunny. It was in like a little hutch thing.
I thought it was a wild like hare or something, but no. Good.
He broke into the cage and got it. Oh, no.
That's just the hunting instincts taking over.
I know. That's not good. Other than that, he's a sweetheart, though.
Yeah, and like, did he ask for a reward afterwards?
No, okay. But I went out to go get the bunny from him, and he thought I was playing. I was like, "Give me that!" He's all
just the bunny in the mouth.
Yeah, I'm like, "No, drop it, drop it, drop it, drop it, drop it."
No, because my old husky Harley, he was always in the backyard every day, and so whenever we had a possum problem or like a just a wild animal problem, yeah, he'd take care of it.
Yeah.
And it'd be funny. My dad would get home from work, and we didn't know that he killed something, but my dad would come home, and then he'll just say hi to my dad, go outside, grab the dead thing, drop it, and be like,
come bearing gifts.
Look what I got. Now, where's my reward? There was one time, my dad came home early from work, and he had steak for lunch, and he had the steak, and he's just like, just take the steak.
Yeah. I know you want it.
Killed the possum.
Yeah. I don't know. I just thought of this. Last year for Christmas, my mom made a ham. Had it sitting up on the counter. They walked away. And they came back and there was a big old chunk taken out of the ham. My dog went to town on that thing. Rob Pike, what the hell did you do? Oh, man.
One time, I don't remember if my parents like specifically got the gift just because they knew about it or like a friend gave it to us.
Mm-hmm.
But my husky had one day, like my parents came home with a giant cowbell.
Mm-hmm.
Huge thing. And like we put it down. We had my dogs down, took a picture. Big smile on his face. She's like, this is mine for the next 2 weeks.
You guys won't see me for 2 weeks. I'm gone.
I'm going to try to find a... Because I know we took a picture. I'm going to see if it's somewhere here.
Yeah. We just got my dog out today, and my girlfriend's son, he was walking around, he found this big old tree branch, it was just like a loose one, my dog just runs up and grabs it, he's like walking around with this big old stick like this.
I love watching those videos of the small dogs with the giant,
yeah, a little dachshund with the big old thing. Oh, man.
Yeah, I know that's like one of the things I want to do when I eventually move out and like start future life, is just always have a dog or an animal.
Yeah, I couldn't imagine it without a dog, man.
Mm-hmm.
Love them to death. Cats, they're weird.
Yeah,
I don't know about cats. I'm still
it's hit or miss.
yeah for real.
Like I like a good cat when it just sits in, I can just pet it. Yeah, just like an evil person, just
yeah.
But when the cat's evil, it's just always biting or clawing and like, oh, they're just showing affection. I'm like, they're showing more than that.
they cracked me up. Like, I'll be sitting in the living room, the cat will just walk in, I'll be standing in the middle of the room. He'll just all of a sudden, for no reason, arch his back and just like walk sideways. What the hell are you doing? Oh, man.
Now, do any of the animals wake you up at night?
No. I sleep pretty heavy, so it's extremely hard to wake me up.
Okay. Yeah. That's good. So with Finn, his collar has like two dog tags on it, but it creates a little jingle. Yeah. So whenever he's up at the night, you just hear diddling, diddling, just throughout. It doesn't wake me up, but it wakes my parents up. So it's hilarious when they're like, I get up and like, did you sleep at all? I'm like, yeah.
Yeah, they're all, dang, Finn over here.
Oh, you could hear him bark now.
You rang?
Yeah, so we take his collar off. So like we call it his silent mode because all you hear is the little at night now. And he's getting to the point where, like, with it being colder, because he has his own little kennel. And he used to love sleeping in it, but during the summer, it was getting too hot. And now he just doesn't sleep in it at all. So during the winter, I'll, like, get ready for bed. I'll brush my teeth. As soon as I get to my room, he's just in the middle of the bed. I'm like, I'm supposed to sleep around you?
He's like, look, I made a kennel for you, Dominic. Nah, Vin seems like a sweetheart. He seems super nice.
Oh, yeah. If you're walking your dog outside, he'll bark crazy until you're gone, and he's like, this is my territory. But if we were both on a walk, he'd just be underneath my legs like, you get me away from the big dog.
Yeah, he does look super young.
Yeah, 5 years old. He's got similar genes to me and my brothers. We just got that young face look and like not our age.
Yeah. I was the opposite. People always thought I was a lot older than I was. I used to work at the elementary school, or Matthew Turner, and the kids always like, how old are you? Like, how old do you think I am? Like, 40? I'm like, dude, come on.
I mean, it could have been worse. Like, you remember, I'll cut the name out, but he just always with the beard, like, especially the freshman year.
Yeah. Yeah, he always looked way older too, huh?
Yeah, when I first met him, I thought he was a senior.
Yeah. Dude, he was always super nice.
Oh, yeah, he's great.
I wish I could grow a beard like that.
Me too.
It grows everywhere, right here, right in the chin.
For
it kills me.
It's like here, and then just on the cheeks, but it doesn't like full with the mustache.
Yeah. I'll go get some Rogaine or something.
Yeah, but you got the nice handlebar, motorcycle stash.
My friend used to tell me, you gotta rub your chin. That's how the hair will grow. I'm like, no, it's not how it works, but...
Yeah, it's funny because my hair grows relatively slow, and I shaved it, like right before November, just like because no shave November and stuff. But I shaved it like on Halloween, and like some people couldn't tell because like it's my hair is so light that like if you're just at a glance, you think I still have the hair, but like if you stare at me, like, oh wait, your hair's gone.
Yeah.
But like after a week, I'm like, cool, it's starting to grow back, and my mom's like, yeah, some people grow that in a day. I'm like, oh, yeah. Why?
I know, that's pretty.
Through the heart, mother.
How dare you? You have a good Halloween? I don't think I ever asked you about Halloween. I forget.
Halloween was good. I had the house to myself, which was cool. We had no trick-or-treaters.
Yeah. Do you get them here? I feel like it would be tough for kids on the hill.
Yeah, no, not even I, as a kid, walked this hill. I did it like twice.
Yeah.
It's always, who wants to do a workout on Halloween?
Exactly. Nice flat ground, you pound of candy, you're good to go.
Yeah, no, like what we would always do is like we go across to the neighbors we know, get candy from them, and then go somewhere else.
Yeah, for sure.
But yeah, no, I don't usually see kids. Like we get once or twice and we'll hand them candy. This year I saw kids walking, but I forgot to buy candy this year, so I had my lights off and I'm just in my room watching TV.
You're all handing out like crackers and stuff if they come by.
Yeah. I think I went somewhere too. I don't remember precisely. Oh, is this the Cincinnati game?
That was a crazy dive into the end zone.
Wow. Yeah, okay, so Cincinnati was another team that I was rooting for, so I'm glad they won. They're undefeated,
nice.
And hopefully they make it into the playoffs.
Nice. Heck yeah.
Oklahoma State was the other team I wanted to win, but then they lost and blew it.
Come on.
See, like, my sports podcast would just be me, like, sounding like an old man, just blaming teams for losing.
Come on, guys.
Yeah, no, this is it. This was to win the game. And he falls.
Amateur! Come on.
I mean, he's a freshman, so I can't really blame him, but you were... He had so much room to actually cut it. I know the Baylor player was like right behind him, but even if he grabs you, just take him, not take him with you. That's challenging. It's harder. It's easier to say than do. Yeah. I've been. I play Madden. I know what I'm talking about.
I'm a professional.
Shoot. And then, yeah, Georgia lost to Alabama. I mean, Bama is a great school, but they're always in. So I'm like, please lose.
Yeah, change it up a little bit.
Yeah.
You ever go to any NFL games?
I haven't been to one since the pandemic. I want to go this year really badly. But, like, it's, like, again, one of those things. Like, with the – it is an outside stadium, which is great. But I think one of the benefits was when I went to Giants games, either as a fan or working, it's so much more spacious. And everything's kind of outside. Even if you were inside, you had your mask.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know how it is at – the 49er games, because it is outdoors. It's also spacious, but there's, I feel like there's so many, you're closer when you're in your seat, like you're closer to the person next to you than at a Giants game.
Yeah.
The Giants game, you sit down, you have like your armchairs, you get your seat.
Yeah, that's true.
Oh man, I was gonna say something. I believe in you.
Dude, my memory. Yeah, man.
Is it football related?
Baseball, I remember.
Oh, okay, baseball.
I think my coworker, he's telling me the Oakland or Oakland A's are considering going over to Las Vegas.
They already put in a I think a bid.
Dude.
I hate
That's crazy. How do you feel about that?
I hate it. Like, nice for them, they get their new stadium, but like that's Oakland's last like major team.
Yeah.
They lost the Raiders, the Warriors went overseas. Now they're about to lose the A's, and like the A's fans, I know they're like, "I'm done with this team." Like,
yeah,
you're about to lose. Like, I saw a clip of someone posted just randomly on Instagram of being at the Raiders game, and in Oakland they always scream out "Raiders," and the whole stadium goes along with it. This dude does it, and no one says a thing, and he's like, "This isn't right," and I'm like, "No, it's not."
Dude, get ready for the Giants A's rivalry now.
Sure.
Dude, I feel like they get super mad. I don't know.
It's not, it's going to be a loss of rivalry because it was Battle of the Bay. Now it's like Battle of the States? No. That, yeah. That's literally every other team.
That's true. That's true.
It'd just be another team in the fold.
Mm-hmm. That's crazy.
Yeah, no, I hope they stay. I hope they get that new stadium that they've been wanting forever. But, I mean, it's hard. And, like, even right now, MLB's in a lockout.
I heard, yeah, I heard something about that.
Yeah, because the bargaining agreement between like the MLBPA and then the MLB ended, and they here's the crazy part. So they go into their meeting to try to discuss a new deal. It only took 7 minutes for both parties to leave and say we're done.
Really?
Yeah, I'm like, what happened in those 7 minutes? Like, look over contract and just say nope. I'm not even gonna discuss this.
The quick one. That's great. It must have been pretty bad.
I imagine there was probably fisticuffs.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I feel like they'll get a new deal done by next year, closer to the season, and be like, oh, we'll skip spring training and just go into the season. And then people get injuries. Like, we should have had spring training.
Yeah.
But I was reading a report because I thought the minor leagues also had needed a new deal, but turns out their deal is still the same. So minor league baseball is on track to continue as is, which is interesting.
Yeah.
Because if you're not on the 40-man roster, you're technically not part of the team, but you're through the system of the team.
Okay.
So you still play minor league games. You can still get paid your minimum wage of baseball, minimum wage. And but you'll never get called up, which sucks.
Yeah, that's a little, until pointless. Like, not pointless, but it's like, come on.
It's like, imagine being a great player. You're not on the 40-man roster, but like, no MLB games are being played right now. So you're like, I'm not going anywhere.
Yeah. That's weird.
Yeah, and then because like before the because the agreement ended on December 1st around 12 p.m. So before that, all there were so many crazy signings of like over $100 million for like years and stuff. Because like people were just, the free agents were just going off the shelf so fast because teams were like, we need to sign them before we can't touch anybody anymore.
Yeah. I have not kept up with any sports lately. Man. I've not been on top of it at all.
That's okay.
Have you been playing any pickup football games or anything or not?
We haven't done any of that in a while.
Been a while.
But like we're trying to get back into just at least playing catch.
Mm-hmm.
And just getting back into the momentum of it. Last week we played some basketball, which was fun. I can't play basketball.
It's harder than it looks.
It is.
Pretty bad at it.
And then we played some catch with baseball, and it's funny. Because when I play catch, I can do the simple like catch and throw, but the longer we get, I can't throw that far because I don't have the muscle strength. I'm very weak. Yeah. So it looks like I'm giving like a big effort and it just goes 20 feet. But the other thing I love that I can do, which is crazy, is like I'll ask you to field the ball and I can play it like Crawford does and just do a crazy spin move and throw it on point. I'm like, okay, can I do this every day?
Shoot.
But it's like, but it's the problem with me playing baseball is like I have to give a big effort for a small game.
Yeah. Yeah. It's fun. Get out there, mess around.
But no, that's the point of it, is just to mess around, have fun, and just believe we have a chance.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. I think they shut down the Mare Island sports complex.
Yeah, that sucks. Sure.
That one was always fun to go out to, like with the batting cages and all that over there.
Speaking of batting cages, there's this place in Concord, it's called Payless Batting Cages, and it's only $3 for 20 pitches.
Really?
Yeah. I went there once with Edgar and Derek, and that was a ton of fun. Mm-hmm. I sucked, but it was a ton of fun, and it was a nice price.
Yeah. I have not heard of that one. I'm going to check that one out.
Yeah, it's like at the outskirts of Concord, so like you kind of feel like you're in the middle of nowhere.
Mm-hmm.
And when we were driving to it, they're like, where are you taking us, Tom? Like, I'm like, and it was the first time I was there. I'm like, I think this is it.
They're all scared for their lives.
Yeah, because like the sun was also going down, so it's like that horror movie. Yeah. Like we're driving through the cornfields, and I'm like, this has to be it. Let's check out the haunted house over
there.
You
lock the car doors.
Well, we were in a Prius, so it's not that scary. Yeah, yeah. Oh, they're fighting for their college tuition. I love the way they throw the football. Like, I understand
shooting a basketball.
Some people don't know how, and they're just doing their best to win the game.
Yeah.
But like,
they were sinking them, though, to be fair.
Yeah, no, they were throwing them like basketballs, and it was working. Oh, did she win? Oh, yeah, she won.
Congrats.
Yeah. Now they're going to pay for her college tuition. Don't know how much, but good for her. Yeah, no, she was sinking them in.
Yeah.
Except for that one.
Next generation of quarterbacks.
Wait.
The ball like that. $100,000.
What?
Nice.
We could do that.
Yeah, shoot. That's tight. They do stuff like that.
Oh, yeah. It's super cool. I've never been called down to a field before doing anything like that, but like I always imagine, like, man, I might look stupid, but I'll be on TV.
Yeah. 100% effort, baby.
Oh, that great reaction. Nice. But what was I? Sports. You know, I lost my train of thought.
Rubbing off.
It's contagious.
Yeah, for real.
Oh, now I remember. Have you played golf at all?
Not since we went out and played.
Okay.
Not since then. That was fun. I actually liked it a lot more than I thought I was going to.
Yeah, we should definitely go back out because golf was the one sport where it kept going through the pandemic because you're outside, you're separated from people because you're only going with the party of people that you're already with.
Yeah. That one, a cool course is the Mare Island course.
They shut that down.
Did they?
Yeah.
God. Dang it. I remember going out and watching a game out there. It was pretty big and cool. Is it Blue Rock Springs?
Yeah.
Oh, that one's cool too.
Yeah, that's the one we went to. We did the east side. I like, people say the east side is harder than the west side, but I like the east side more because the west side, you're climbing up and you're shooting up and like, I can't, like, if I shoot up, it's going to roll back down.
Yeah.
Exactly. With the east side, you're kind of like, you're slightly going up, but because you're already on top, you're shooting down. And like, it feels like you're shooting forever, and then gravity takes over.
Yeah. I remember there was that one hole where it's like, you could either go straight and then turn to the right once you get down there, or you could try to do the shortcut like over over water or trees or something.
It's over the trees. Yeah. Water in California. Are you crazy?
Not today.
No, yeah, no. I love that one because my driver shot has it's weird because I can't hit it straight unless it hates me. No, it has a slight curve.
Mm-hmm.
So I love that hole because now I could hit it straight and then it will just make the turn for me.
That's tight.
But whenever I'm playing a game, because I have to kind of like tilt my body so it curves midfield.
Adjust for it, yeah.
And when I do that, then it goes straight and I'll hit. That's why I'm like, gosh darn you.
If it works, it works, man.
And I'm like, why can't I go straight when I want to?
Yeah.
Well, yeah, no, since the last time we played, I felt like I've gotten a lot better because with the pandemic, I started playing a lot more. And this is another thing, like, what the future might hold is, and this is just me getting into my own head, is at the start of pandemic, I was hitting around, I'm going to cut this out because I don't want you people to judge me for my scores. And now it's around, cut it down by 25 to 30.
That's a good chunk taken off, dude.
It is. So like me in my head, like this was during the summer, was like, let's go all in. I'm going to go pro.
Yeah.
And then, like, I've been kind of stuck at the... So I'm like...
That's the next goal to make right there.
That is. And, like, you'll hear me saying, make a goal, and you won't know what it is. I don't want you judging my golf game. But, like, I told someone this. It's like right now, I'm 25. I need to find that job and stuff. But, like, as soon as that stuff is all settled. I want to kind of commit my 30s to trying to play golf more often, try to do that professionally. Because I remember hearing, like, this was a young professional golfer. I think he was younger than me. So what he was saying, they're like, how long do you plan to do this? Like, well, I could stop and start and whatever. Because golf, you don't retire until you're dead.
Yeah. Yeah. Pop back in when you feel like playing again. And
yeah. Because it's one of those where, like, the game never takes you out of it. Like, with golf, not golf. With baseball, football, all those major sports, there's like a limit, except for Tom Brady. There's a limit to where like your body can't do it anymore. And with golf, like I've seen people in their 90s still do it. So I'm like, yeah, you don't stop until you're dead. Like you can stop like whenever you want, but like you can get back into it. So like it's one of those things where like I want my 30s to be like my golf pro days, hopefully, if I can continue. Like if I was able to take that chunk down.
Mm-hmm.
Playing like twice a month.
Mm-hmm.
If I could play at least once a week and then like slowly do more,
mm-hmm.
I think it could just do better. But if I hit a peak,
score is only going to go down, down, down. Too the more you're out there and practicing and stuff, like
yeah,
that'd be sick.
Yeah. But speaking of Brady, I was watching the new. It was on TV, the Battlefield game.
Mm-hmm.
I think it was like 2040 something.
2042.
Yeah. So they're in the battlefield, and like they walk by an ad, and it's a Tom Brady MVP. I'm like, gosh, wow! They put him; he's still playing.
That's pretty good. Oh, geez.
And they had like it, like they had Tom Brady, and it was the gray old man. I'm like, gosh, dang it! I could see him doing that though.
Still winning the Super Bowl and stuff, dude.
I mean, great for him. He's great,
mm-hmm.
But after a while. The same story. We need new scripts.
Yeah, for real. That's kind of a cool little Easter egg in there.
Yeah, no, it was great. It was good to watch. I had to rewind it because I was walking by and I saw it on the corner of my eye. I'm like, wait a minute.
You play any games?
Well, Madden.
Madden, yeah.
I play Madden and MLB The Show. I used, like, again, before pandemic, all I played was party games. I would buy party games and just have people over and let's play a game.
Mm-hmm.
But then, like, during the pandemic, I was looking, like, I don't have actual games.
Mm-hmm.
So I played Spider-Man, which was great. I need to get the newest one. And then I play Pokemon, but I'm a horrible Pokemon trainer.
All right, okay.
Because I'll, like, as soon as I start the game, it will be an awesome momentum. And like how I read books, it will just stop. I'll put it down and never get back to it.
Yeah. You ever play The Bigs?
Oh, I remember that. Yeah, that was great.
I was just talking about that the other day. I think I had it on like the PlayStation 2 or something.
Yeah, I had it. Fun. It I had like... on the PlayStation. I still have it.
Do you?
I think I do. It's probably upstairs somewhere.
It's like an arcade-y MLB
arcade baseball.
Game, right?
Yeah.
That was tight.
I loved when like you would do like the big mode and like whatever you hit was always a home run. Unless the pitcher did it too, and then it was a 50-50 chance. I loved that. Yeah, no, I love doing the baseball and football games because I like doing, like, their franchise modes where you kind of grind through a season and stuff. Like, I have friends who, like, do it, but they, like, kind of skip towards the end and do the playoffs. Like, no, I'm going to earn this.
Yeah.
But, I used to play every single game, and now I'm up to the point where, like, in baseball, I'll play the first game of series. If I win, I'll skip. But if I lose, then I'll keep going.
Mm-hmm.
But, okay. See if they do a big play, but no, it's just a big play. Yeah, no. I got back into playing. Have you ever heard of the game Farmville?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so I got into that because I started it earlier in the year, but I only played like for like 20 minutes and I stopped. But I got back into it, and I'm loving it.
Heck yeah! Never played that one. I've heard of it. I haven't played that one though.
Man, I have not played any games in quite a while.
I don't even have a console or anything anymore, but I used to play a ton when I was younger. It was always fun.
And, like, I know people play, like, these awesome adventure games or story games, and, like, they put the 10 hours into it. For some reason, like, reading a book, I'll start something and I can't finish it. That's why I like kind of the sports and the arcade things, because, like, it's something I could pick up, put down, pick up, put down. I don't have to remember where I was last time.
Exactly.
I remember one time I got back into playing Pokemon, and I booted up my system. I'm like, I'm looking at my Pokemon, so I'm like, cool, and I start walking. I literally take two steps, and my rival shows up. I'm like, who are you?
Yeah. I'm here to kill you.
No, but it was just one of those who I genuinely, like, had no idea who this person was. Like, and they're like, say my, hey, character name, and like, how's your journey going? I'm like, no, seriously, who are you?
Please remind me. I've never played a Pokemon game. They're surprising. Like, I don't think I...
You never got into the hype of it?
No, I've never played one. I used to have Yu-Gi-Oh cards. Mm. Never had any Pokemon cards or anything. I feel like everybody plays Pokemon, though. Like, or has played it, at least, at some point.
Yeah. But... It's cool. It's fun. I would say it's not for everyone because, well, I failed out of it. If there was a Pokemon school, I would flunk.
Would you? Girlfriend, son. Is super into it. He's getting cards. I think from Dave and Buster's you can win some.
Oh, okay.
I think it's Dave and Buster's he's getting them from, but he's all lucky. I got the super rare one. He's all happy about it. Like, sweet.
Has he ever watched like card opening on YouTube? Because there's people who do that for a living.
I don't know if he has. I've seen them, but I don't know if he has or not.
They're really cool. I like putting them on in the background because I have some people who I watch. I put them on the background. I just hear them go, and then I finally turn my head.
Yeah. They're all buying them in bulk too, some people and everything.
Yeah, and then like they'll find that car that's like $20, like, oh, that's paid for the whole thing.
Yeah. That's tight. I've seen those, and I've seen people go to town on lotto scratchers. Like, they'll buy like thousands of dollars worth of scratchers and sit there and scratch them and scratch them and scratch them.
I haven't done scratchers in a while. My grandfather would always get it for us when we were young for Christmas, and we would scratch them. My mom would just grab whatever we want. She said she would always get the money and then give it to us. But what was funny is she would just grab it. We're like, no, we won. No, but one time when I was in college, I never bought scratchers before, and like a friend of mine was doing a film and like needed funding for a budget, and I was gonna put in like $50, but my thought was, you know what? Because, like, it was a passion project. I'm like, you really deserve good funding for this, so I'm going to go spend $5 scratchers. Whatever I win, I'll donate. I didn't win anything. I'm like, I should have just donated the $5.
Damn it, Dominic.
I felt so bad.
He's like, what the hell?
I don't know why my thought process was, I'll be the hero, I'll win the money, they'll be able to make their film. I don't know why I thought that. I should have just donated like everybody else.
You never win with scratchers.
No. Unless you pay the good money and then you win $5 after spending 20.
Yeah. My thing is, I won like, I forgot what it was, like 7 or 8 scratcher tickets in a row. And they were each like
$10, $20 or whatever. I was like on a pretty good roll. And then I don't think I've won a single scratcher card since then. And I've definitely put in more money than I've won on them. House always wins, man.
Oh yeah. Have you gone like to casinos and stuff?
I've only been to a casino when I was younger. I think I was 18. I haven't really been to one since then. I was doing online poker for a while. And then I kept losing, so I stopped doing that.
When I was a kid, I would download like the free to play like poker and like slots and all that just for the fun of it. They gave you the fake money. And I realized, because I love blackjack, so I would always play blackjack on my phone. And I realized growing up that I would have a gambling addiction because I would always, like, if I start losing, I would just start going all in and getting the
debts.
That
was my problem, man. I get all pissed off. I'm like, I'm all in.
I'm going to win. Yeah. It's not my money. And then, like, at that point, I'm like, I shouldn't actually do this for real.
Yeah.
Because, like, you get so into it. And, like, the first time I went to a casino, I went to the dollar machine and I put it in. I'm like, I was so close to winning. I put another dollar and I was so close to winning. And I was so ready. I'm like,
wait a second, this feels wrong.
I'm like, I am going to stop and never do this again.
Yeah. Oh, man. I was doing that online poker. I was winning, like, decent money for a while, like, pretty consistently. And then I started just going on a losing streak. And I didn't, like, I probably lost a little bit of what I made. Like, I still came out positive. Mm-hmm. But I was like, I think I'm going to stop doing this. Like, I'm going to go all in too much one day. It was fun, though.
You know what?
I love poker.
I blame Pokemon.
Pokemon?
So Pokemon Ruby, which was like my favorite Pokemon game, they had a casino in the game. So I would always go in with the money I earned from like fighting other trainers and go in into the slots and just spend all day doing that. That's
probably where it started.
Yeah, but I have this game on the Switch, which is like a bunch of class games, and they have blackjack on that, and I'm on my blackjack binge again. Like, I'll get on a binge of blackjack every like once in a blue moon, where I'll be like in my room and I'll just go all in, because I'll put 10 chips every round, but it will do 10 rounds, and on the fifth round, if I realize I'm losing, I'll just put all my chips in, and then I'd be at negative whatever by the last round. I'm like, where did it go wrong? Like, I would have been fine coming out. Like, it starts you off with 100 chips anyway. I would have been fine, like, coming back out with 70, losing 30. But I always have that, like, once I'm halfway through, I'm like, I'm feeling lucky.
That's what they all say. This is the lucky one right here. I can feel it, baby.
No! And I was with my, because you can do multiplayer. I was playing with my brothers, and I just started going. I went for fun one round, just went all in the first one. And I won. I'm like, yes, I go all in again. I lost it. And at the end of it, I was just so in debt. I'm like, I thought I had it.
The story of a gambler's life, man. Shoot.
Yeah.
The only time I've ever been to a casino, it was, I think it was in Reno. And that must have been like I said, I was 18. So 7 years ago now, probably. I was all ordering drinks and like gambling and stuff. I was like way too young to be doing any of that.
My favorite thing, because growing up, we would always go to Reno because there was always a motorcycle event that my dad always loved going. So we would always go to there and we would walk to the casinos because that's where our hotel was. And growing up, I didn't know what cigarette was. Like, I didn't know the term. Yeah. So the smell, I would always call it Reno smell. So whenever we were like in San Francisco and I smell cigarette, I'm like, Dad, it smells like Reno.
So, come on, man. that is definitely the only smell that you associate with the casino. Is just cigarettes back to back to back to back.
Mm-hmm.
That's crazy.
Yeah, good old Reno smell. Yeah.
I remember going in, and they had cigarette dispensing machines. Like, it was like a soda machine, like a soda machine, but you could pick the type of pack of cigarette you want. And it's like, at the time, cigarettes were like $5 a pack or something, and they're all like $10 a pack in the machine. But crazy. That stuff's so hard to kick. Been trying to quit smoking for so long.
I believe in you, man.
One of these days.
like question for you. Was like cigarette ever like taboo growing up for you?
It was. I mean, I started smoking when I was like 13 or something. Mm-hmm. So my parents kind of got used to it. But like before then, it was for sure. Like my mom like hated us being around cigarettes and stuff. But yeah, they kind of got used to it after a while. Yeah,
like same with my parents. Like we couldn't even fake do it. Like they were like, no, you can't. I'm like,
oh. Yeah.
So like I've never smoked, but like it was always fun to like go behind the back and like fake with a toothpick.
Yeah, or those little candies that you puff the stuff out of it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's probably my one regret. I wish I never started smoking. So not good for you. One of these days.
I believe in you, man. 7:32. Yeah, we recorded about an hour. Yeah, that's an hour.
Heck yeah.
It's back. It's on. I can't read upside down.
Yeah, it's probably pretty hard. I'm probably gonna have to head out here in a sec.
Yeah, no, that's totally fine. We've talked about almost everything.
Yeah,
which has been great.
I gotta go get a cake and a birthday present for my girlfriend because I have not done that yet.
Why didn't you say that from the start?
She's going to be mad.
Oh, my God.
I think Safeway's open late, right? Probably.
Yeah, you got down the street. Wait, no. Cut that out, future me. Yeah. I can't say where I live. Yeah.
Redact it.
But thank you for coming on again, yeah, man.
For sure, man. Thank you for inviting me.
Yeah, no, this was great. Definitely needed to close out the year with something like this, something like that was back in like how it started.
Yeah.
Heck
yeah. Excited to see season 3. Heck yeah.
Oh, yeah, season 3 is gonna be great. Perfect timing.
Just in time, man.
Just in time. You know what?
Perfect. I won't talk
time. Oh, I was going to.